Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, March 27th, 2016, Pastor Paul Talbert. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make Him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
The Lord is risen. Hallelujah.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
From Luke 24 is going to be the devotion today and also the basis for the sermon later on, for the children's sermon, that is. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb, and bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. And I invite the children to come up here for a brief children's devotion based on something that's in here. Should probably get this out of the way, huh?
There we go.
How you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Oh, your eyes looking a little bit better. Good.
I can't breathe.
Yeah, that's right.
I have a sweater.
Yes, you do. It's a pretty sweater, too. Yes, it is. Yeah, I like that buttons and everything. Yeah. Here's somebody else. Hi, honey. You want to sit here? Is it right there? There we are. In here, I have something to help us remember something. Now, first of all, I want you to use your imagination, okay? Think of it really early in the morning. It's really dark. Sun's not up. And then these women went to a graveyard. What's in a graveyard? What's in a graveyard? You know what's in a graveyard? Just dead bodies are in a graveyard. Graves are in a graveyard. That's all. Okay? And they went there, and on their way there, the earth shook. Pretend like the ground is shaking. Shake, 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 shake. Come on, shake, shake, shake. Whoa, okay. All right, and it stopped. And he said, "What's going on?" And the Bible says that an angel of the Lord came down, and he rolled back the stone, and he sat on top of the gravestone. And they, what's going on? And they looked inside, and the women heard something that angel said. What's an angel? Can anyone tell me what an angel is? Yeah, what's an angel? Something flying around just at night? Yeah, it could be during the day too, right? And we can't see them unless God wants you to see them. And they're very powerful. They're God's messengers. And so they went and they looked inside, and there where Jesus' body was supposed to be were two angels. No body, no Jesus. They're sad. But there's two angels there, so they're afraid. Let me see your best I'm afraid face. Let me see your best I'm afraid face. Okay? Oh, that's a good one. That's a good face. Yeah. So while they were afraid, the angel said to them a really interesting thing. He said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? Remember what he told you?" Remember. What did they forget? Yeah, they forgot they would rise up on the third day. And so they were afraid. Give me an afraid face. And they were sad. Give me a sad face. Okay? And they were kind of wondering what's going on. Give me a, I don't know what's going on. Because they forgot. It's pretty easy to forget. Okay? Pretty easy to forget. So I have something here for you. Oh, I know what it is. It's something for you, and I'm going to give you two of them. Because I want you to remember, and then what I want you to do is I want you to share it with somebody when you get home. Share it with somebody else, maybe an extra neighbor, maybe you got a friend, maybe you have a friend, and you can share it with them too. It's a little butterfly. And it says, I know that my Redeemer lives. See that? It says, I know that my Redeemer lives. And it's a magnet. So what you can do is you can put it on your refrigerator and you can say, I know that my Redeemer lives. And every time you see it, you can say, I know that my Redeemer lives. When you go, maybe what you can do is you can put it on the refrigerator because every time you go and your mom has to get something to drink or your dad's going to make you a sandwich, you have those. And then you can look at them and you can say, oh, I know what this says. I know that my Redeemer lives. And that wonderful good news, because you don't want to forget that. Here you go.
We're going to Kathy's house to eat.
Are you really? That's exciting. Well, then here, why don't you take one for them too, okay?
Can I bring four of them for my kids?
Sure.
Too?
For your cousins too. You know, this is exactly how you're supposed to do it. Yeah. Here's two more. It's funny, we're all laughing right now, but this is exactly how the first Easter went. It's too good a news to keep to yourself. He has four. Okay, any more down there? Okay, so let's fold our hands here. Shall we fold our hands and pray? Dear Jesus, thank you for the good news. Thank you for taking away all of our sins. Thank you for coming back to life again, please. Help us to always remember that. I know that my Redeemer lives. Amen. And now you can share that with others too, okay? You each have one? You have one? You have one, honey? Do you have one? Here you go. Make sure she gets hers. There you go. There you go, Macy. Here you go. Thanks. And there are some others here in case some of you older children want some. If you're visiting with us online, or if you're visiting with us here today, or if you have forgotten who your pastor is, today is the Greek day. Time to get out your pencils and papers. We're learning another part of God's word today in the original language. I kidded the congregation at one time. I said, by the time I go home to heaven, you'll know all of Easter in the original language, Greek, word by word. Of course, that means you have to have a phenomenal memory. The word you're going to hear today is tonzonta. Tonzonta. Can you say that, please? Tonzonta. It's an amazing word. Tonzonta. It says, in their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, why do you look for tonzonta among the dead? Tonzonta. The living one. Why do you look for the living one among... He's defeated death just like he promised, and he's on the march. You got to go and tell his disciples. Got to be like that little girl. Got to run out and make sure you tell the cousins, tell the next door neighbors. Tonzonta, the living one. And why do you look for the living among the dead? Why do you look for the tonzonta among the dead? Well, because, remember, it's not that long ago, right? Let's see, back, that was on Good Friday. At 9 o'clock in the morning, Jesus had been gone out to Golgotha, and they had splayed him on a cross, nailed him down, hands and feet. He was bloody, he was whipped. His face was all disfigured from being beaten up with fists and with a stick. Crown of thorns was on his head, dripping blood. He was hoisted up, and from 9 until noon, beyond noon, 3. He hung there. All the time he was on the cross, he would repeatedly say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He said other sentences too. The last words from his lips were, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And he gave up his life. And he died. Why did he look for the living among the dead? Well, because dead is dead. I don't know about you, but I've driven past all these graveyards. I've been at the gravesides of many of my members that I was honored to bury, and they're all still full of the graves. I mean, they're still full. Nobody's walking out of the grave. Why do you look for the living among the dead? Well, the problem is that dead is dead. Jesus had to die. He is a real human being, soul and body. He really had to die, and he did. But he didn't have to die because he did anything wrong. The Romans wanted to pin something on him, and they couldn't. The Jews wanted to pin something on him, and they couldn't. They had his enemies try to pin something on him, and they couldn't. Now, I'm telling you, if you are my enemy, and you want to pin something on me, it's pretty easy to do. You don't even have to go back, maybe 2 days ago. I mean, you can always find something wrong with somebody. But not Jesus. For 33 years of life and 3 years of public ministry, he did nothing but good stuff. Always helping people, always preaching and teaching, making sure they understood what the Bible said. He drilled it into his apostles. Make sure you know what the scriptures say. What do the scriptures say? The scriptures prophesied about this, about me. And whenever they got off the track, he would bring them back on the track. What do the scriptures say? Tanzonta. Why do you look for Tanzonta among the dead? Well, because dead is dead. Jesus died. That's why I'm here. I'm here at a graveyard because Jesus died, and that's where dead bodies are. We wrapped him up in the grave clothes, and we put him in here on Friday when he died. And I remember the moment he died, because that was the time of the evening sacrifice, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the time when the sacrifice for sins was done in the temple. I remember that moment when he died because at that moment, there was an earthquake. An earthquake that shook the whole area. And then the temple curtain was torn in two from top to bottom. Amazing things happened at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday when Jesus died. He died. The Romans certified dead. The Jews certified dead. They put the stone over the tomb. He is dead. He's gone. That's it. Because dead is dead. Unless God has a promise. And Jesus promised on the third day he would be raised to life again. And they have forgotten the promise. And so they are all afraid and all sad and all wondering and all full of doubt and worry of what's going to happen about tomorrow and what about those Romans and everything is going bad in my life and I have no purpose anymore because everything was resting on Jesus and now Jesus is dead and they had forgotten. Don't forget God's word. He wrote it down and preserved it for you and I to learn, to read, to inwardly digest, to understand what in the world is going on when God says he will rise again on the third day. Remember what he told you? I do remember. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. On the third day, he rose again to life. He ascended into heaven. He sits at the right hand of the throne of God, and he's going to come back again in all power to raise us up to be with him forever and ever. That is the Apostles' Creed. It is taken from God's word. Read God's word. and understand that Jesus did not stay dead. He had a promise to keep. He made sure that all of our sin was paid for. He died. But then he defeated death. And he came back to life again. And you know what? As soon as Jesus is back to life again, he's on the move. He's on the march because Satan's kingdom has crumbled. He has no power over us anymore. The scariest thing in the world is what happens when you're facing death, and it's your death, and it's your tombstone. And that's the scariest thing because you have no power whatsoever. But God has all power in heaven and on earth. And when God writes in his word that he will raise us up on the last day, I believe him. Because God did the impossible. And I'm not talking about turning water into wine. I'm not talking about making the blind see. I'm not talking about making the deaf hear or the blind or the lame to walk. Jesus said, I will come back to life again on the third day. And he raised himself back to life. Can you imagine that? I rest on his promise. Because I live, he said, you also will live. That's good news. Oh, that's good news. That means that not only all of my sins have been paid for, but my life has been guaranteed in Jesus Christ who lives for me. My dear friends, here's another Easter. Another time when you're going to have all sorts of family and friends over during the whole week, and you'll be able to share with them that, oh, what did you do on Easter? Oh, we went to church. Don't let it stop there. We went to church because we serve the living God who is actually there in church with us. What do you mean? Jesus was there? Yes, because Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. I serve a living God who doesn't just speak empty words. He speaks words of power, words of love, words of incredible forgiveness and mercy. He has taken away my sin. He's taken away your sin, a world full of sin. And he says, trust me in this. Live for me. I came to life for you. He's on the march. He uses us to take that good news and spread it far and wide, starting with our next door neighbors, our own family and friends. So my dear friends, in Jesus Christ, do that. Live for Ton Zonta, the living one. And when your sin starts to trouble you, say, you know what? Ton Zonta, the living one, has forgiven me my sins. Ton Zonta paid for my sins with his death. And Ton Zonta, the living one, is alive again because he wants me to know and not forget. Peace. Your sins are forgiven, he said. As the Father sends me, so I send you. If you tell anyone their sins are forgiven, forgiven. You don't tell them, you're not forgiven. So go. Go tell all the nations of what I have done for them, for you. In Jesus' name, so let us live for the one who is living, Ton Zonta.